When Jesus does mighty, powerful things in our lives, our first understandable reaction is to praise him and thank him. But strangely, there's something else that he would have us do as well. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Jesus once came across a man whose life was an absolute mess, Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with a chain. For he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart and the shackles he broke into pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. So Jesus cast out the demons, sending them into a herd of pigs that promptly ran and jumped off a cliff. The locals were horrified, so they asked Jesus to leave. But the man was set free. Continuing on, verses 18 and 19. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by demons begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus didn't allow the man to go. He said, "Go home to your family and friends. Tell them about all the Lord did for you. Tell them how the Lord was good to you." So instead of recruiting an enthusiastic new disciple that day, Jesus sent him back to the very people who'd rejected him that day with a mission to tell them of God's grace. Whom is Jesus calling you today to tell of the mighty things that he's done in your life? Go, tell them about all that the Lord did for you. Tell them how the Lord was good to you. That's God's word fresh for you today. A simple story, a powerful message. That's how it is with the Word of God. It has the power to change our focus, change our direction, change our lives for the glory of God. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's Word.